Although there were no violent clashes at the rally for Donald Trump, there were nonetheless some angry exchanges, like this one between a Trump supporter, a Black Lives Matter protester, and a woman whose sign likened Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Trump and Hitler!
Oh, that's where you're wrong!
Respect the police, get a job, contribute to society, and stop being a criminal. That's your problem.
The exchange took place outside the Synergy Center hangar, where most of the protesters congregated. Inside the hangar, this was the crowd's reaction when a young man who was hoisted on his friend's shoulders unfurled a Mexican flag and began shouting at Trump as the candidate criticized Mexico's former president, Vicente Fox. The crowd's boos were followed by chants of USA, USA. But most of the protesters refrained from directly engaging Trump's supporters. They instead let their signs do the talking. Darcy Greeter stood silently in the rain holding a handmade sign that said, "No hate."
I abhor the demagoguery and xenophobia that is inherent in what Trump and his supporters espouse, but I don't think the answer to that kind of speech is to limit it. I think the answer is more speech.
Many of the protesters said they were there not so much to show support for other candidates, but to express their opposition to Trump and his positions. Sarah Eccles and Shame Lakshman held a sign that said, "We all belong to one another."
I'm concerned about the way that Donald Trump promotes human rights violations, and when I found out he was going to be in our community, I felt a need to come out and demonstrate against a lot of the ideologies that he stands for or is willing to incite in others.
Trump has maintained plausible deniability with regards to some very controversial comments, and I'm not even convinced myself that he is as much of a demagogue as he's being made out to be. However, he is more than willing to cater to that and incite people to that level, and that's something that can't stand for.
Many Trump supporters emphasized that protesters have a right to express their opinions as long as they keep things peaceful. Jackie Beyer, a Unit 5 school district teaching assistant from Bloomington, says she disagrees with Trump's supporters who have pushed, shoved, and in one case even punched protesters at other rallies across the country.
Oh, that bothers me a lot. I think both sides need to be peaceful and use their words and not, you know, become physical. I think that we need to both sides be safe and just respect each other's viewpoints and be peaceful.
Still, many of the Trump supporters said they were upset by angry protests that broke out in Chicago Friday night, resulting in the cancellation of a Trump rally there. Joe and Lauren Cici were among those who attended the Chicago rally. The Cicis drove from Chicago this weekend and stayed overnight in a hotel with their 7-year-old daughter so they could catch Trump in Bloomington.
What's scary, right, is the fact that you go to an event like this. We want our daughter to experience, you know, our civic, you know, understand what our political process is like. And then you have people that come and interfere with that process, and they leverage the First Amendment rights against, preventing us from actually going through this process with our daughter and having a good experience. It's horrible.
They're out there flying the Mexico flag, and I feel like, well, this is the United States. You're flying the wrong flag. So that was really sending a bad message.
Right. Christopher Rawls, an African-American ex-Marine, was one of the silent protesters inside the Bloomington hangar. He said he was troubled by Trump's recent call to have protesters arrested.
That's the First Amendment right. That's what I fought for. But we can be civil. If he cannot take the criticism of what he's campaigning for, then he should not be the president.
Rawls said the overwhelmingly white crowd of Trump supporters treated him kindly.
Actually, someone gave me a Donald Trump button.
I see you're not wearing.
No.
Zipporah Hicks, a social service agency worker from Normal, was one of the few African-American women in the crowd. She came with her 4-month-old daughter, Olivia. Hicks limited her protests to shaking her head when Trump criticized initiatives of the Obama administration or spoke ill of immigrants.
I'm actually here as a peaceful protest, and it's actually been very interesting to be in the line with everybody else and to hear everyone else around me with differing views. But it's a good thing. I'm not offended. I think that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I appreciate that people came out to express theirs.
Trump supporters prove hard to define. There were Christians who said they didn't think Trump is a good Christian, but they like him anyway. There were people who support his anti-immigration rhetoric, but say he probably should not try to deport 11 million illegal immigrants. There were women who say they are not put off by his insults to women, and people in wheelchairs who laughed off his ridicule of a wheelchair-bound reporter.
Our Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this wonderful country that we live in.
A Bloomington woman who led a spontaneous prayer with others in the crowd and asked to be identified only as Julie says of Trump,
he doesn't have to be a Christian to be able to be a good president.
Do you think Donald Trump is a good Christian?
No.
But you're still voting for him?
Maybe. I don't know. That's why I'm here.
Sherry Nevis, a retired art teacher confined to a wheelchair, said she thinks a Trump presidency would be good for people with disabilities.
I think he's a lot more sensitive and caring than he's portrayed in the media.
The crowd was notable for the number of young people in it, like James Morris, a 17-year-old wearing a T-shirt that said, "Obama, you're fired." Morris disagrees with Trump on whether illegal immigrants currently living in the U.S. should be deported.
You know, I don't think that he could deport 11 million illegal immigrants. You can try, but I mean, you know what? You can't just take families out of the United States.
Whatever Trump's perceived flaws or inconsistencies, his supporters seem to feel like Chad Benjamin of Saybrook.
There is no one perfect candidate in any field on any in any party here. What I would say, though, is that the president needs to be able to define the vision and the scope of where we need to go. So you may not have all the details worked out, but if you have a vision painted and you can pull together a good team of qualified people, that's what we need, is good leadership.
The supporters seem to agree what's needed in Washington is an outsider. And as one college student put it, Donald Trump is not your typical politician. I'm Judy Valente, WGLT News.